I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Affordable housing is becoming increasingly hard to find in Whitefish as second homeowners, mostly from out of state, scoop up real estate and landlords turn their usual long-term rentals into Airbnbs. For people working the low-wage service industry jobs that sustain the area's tourism economy, there aren't a lot of options.
I have a truck. I've got a sleeping bag for extra warmth, more pillows. And then all of my other stuff is in a storage unit, a 10 by 15 storage unit in Columbia Falls.
Abigail Frizzell found herself homeless last month after her lease expired without the option to renew, and she couldn't find a new place in her price range.
I'm looking for a one bedroom, $900 or less, which I feel like is, you know, a pretty reasonable price.
She never found it, so she ended up leaving her waitressing job in Kalispell to find an apartment in her price range in Missoula. At its present growth rate, Whitefish will need nearly 1,000 new affordable housing units by 2020 to keep its workforce local, according to a needs assessment commissioned by the city. It says that the median asking price for a newer single-family home is around $450,000, but local household incomes limit people to houses priced at $310,000 or less. The impact? Fewer year-round residents living in Whitefish, which means fewer people volunteering, fewer young families in town, and fewer customers for businesses in between peak tourist seasons. An affordable workforce housing task force formed last year met Wednesday night to kick off a new planning process. City staffer Katie Williams says the aim is having a draft workforce housing plan by November, outlining strategies to increase affordable housing over the next 5 to 10 years.
And we are trying to find solutions to help curb the affordable housing problem and find solutions that are healthy for the entire community.
About 70 people came. The team of city staff, local interest groups, and consultants that put the housing needs assessment together gave a quick summary of their findings and explained more than 24 strategies used in other Rocky Mountain resort towns that could be adopted in Whitefish. Those suggestions ranged from rezoning areas to allow for tiny houses, waiving fees for developers who build affordable housing, and requiring new commercial buildings to offer employee housing. The team says not all of these would work in Whitefish. They asked people to comment on the suggestions listed on large posters hanging around the room. Lee Calhoun scribbled his on a post-it note.
One of the things to do to make housing more affordable is to make it more energy affordable.
Jason Forrest says the city could start enforcing existing regulations on vacation rentals by offer, or VRBOs.
I think it's low-hanging fruit and really needs to happen. There's too many people renting their houses in unzoned areas.
Jenny Howell would like to see the city take a more active role in securing worker housing.
If we could acquire market units and combine that with a community land trust option, I think that would be amazing if we could figure out how to do that in Whitefish.
The city is already using some strategies outlined at Wednesday's open house. Whitefish already levies a special 3% resort town sales tax, the highest rate the state allows. Most of it funds city construction and maintenance projects, but a quarter of its revenue is used to reduce property taxes, which makes housing more affordable. The resort tax brings in about $3 million annually. This year, the legislature voted down bills that would have allowed resort towns to increase their taxes and direct revenue from them toward affordable housing. Local restaurant owner Doug Reed, who chairs Whitefish's Resort Tax Committee, says Whitefish wasn't looking to do either of those things.
I didn't run into anybody or hear anything about wanting to go with that extra 1%.
Reed knows the city has a housing problem. Most of the staff at his restaurant have to commute from out of town. He says the city hasn't considered allocating revenue from the resort tax to help with the city's housing problems, but it's not off the table.
I think we're all mulling that over, and we're still all scratching our heads, and we talk about it, but we don't know how it's going to look yet.
Another open house on Whitefish's affordable housing plan is tentatively scheduled for September. The city will use feedback from the open houses and results from an online community survey to write a draft plan, which will be available for public review this November. The needs assessment the city commissioned, along with more information about the survey and housing plan, is on our website, mtpr.org. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.